You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
From campfire wood to troubleshooting, English usage provides plenty of curiosities for another lightning round.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi again, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. Are you ready for a lightning round?
I love a good lightning round, so let's just jump right into it. The first one, we got this great question from Delmar. Delmar is concerned about Michigan's rural language usage when it comes to the compound campfire, firewood, campfire wood. Delmar is seeing signs that say both of them, especially when people are selling this particular item. So campfire wood for sale, campfire wood for sale, and camp firewood for sale. Delmar wants to know which one is the most correct.
Rebecca, you did a really nice job with your intonation there to try to show where the word breaks are. So we have two compounds, campfire, spelled as one word, and firewood, spelled as one word. And so when you have firewood for a campfire and you have fire showing up twice, which compound takes precedence? I love the option of going agnostic and just making it three words, camp, fire, wood.
Your choice.
From what I can tell, the most common is campfire, one word, wood, as in wood for a campfire. This is the generic label at places like Walmart. Camp firewood can work, but it's worth noting that campfires happen at places that aren't camps, and that camp firewood, some people say, could refer to the wood that's used at a camp in stoves and fireplaces. So I would probably go with campfire, one word, wood.
As long as we are talking compounds, let's take a look at the next question. What would be the past tense of troubleshoot?
Rebecca, I'm going to turn that one right back around. What is your past tense of troubleshoot?
My past tense of troubleshoot is to find a way around it, something I would say did some troubleshooting.
I would too. I would avoid this if I possibly could. If you look in dictionaries like Merriam-Webster, American Heritage, they provide the past tense troubleshot, but you can certainly find troubleshooted out there. A little history, we've got the verb troubleshoot back to 1938, and the first citation is from a letter by E.B. White of Strunk and White, the style guide. And the quote is, "This place teems with trouble of one sort and another. I am up every morning at 20 past six troubleshooting." Now, interestingly, the verb troubleshoot is back formed. The original is a noun, troubleshooter. And Rebecca, a troubleshooter was a highly trained technician at the beginning of the 20th century who traces and corrects faulty machinery, originally telephone lines and telegraph lines. So to return to the question, troubleshot is the most common past tense. Troubleshooted is on the rise. But you can also just avoid the whole thing and do troubleshooting.
That is the route I would choose. Okay, Anne, we have time for just one more really quick question. This comes from Dorothy. Just wants to know the difference between effect with an A and effect with an E.
Oh, this one's so hard on the radio because they sound the same. But quickly, the verb effect with an A means to influence or to have an effect on. And effect with an E is a noun, the result or consequence. Of course, there's also effect with an E as a verb, which means to bring about, as in effect change. So my recommendation in this realm is to remember you have effect change, put that to the side, and then in general, effect A as a verb, effect with an E as a noun.
And we've had hundreds of years to get this one clarified, and we still haven't quite done it in a really efficient way, is my take.
Yes, absolutely. And in particular, we've seen effect with an E used as a verb for hundreds of years. Style guides make some pretty clear rules on this, so I want to help people sort it out. But you're in good company if you find it confusing.
All right, that wraps up another lightning round. I love lightning rounds. Thanks so much, Anne.
See you in a week.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.